Chapter 46. They had skipped dinner and gone straight to bed. "I feel like a babysitter fooling around with my boyfriend," Sonny said, "while I'm on the clock." "Should I have tried to finish before Mom and Dad got home?" Jessie said. Sonny grinned. "I'm sorry," she said. "Did you finish?"
"We could be getting better at this."
"This meaning sex," she said, "or us?"
"Thinking both."
"Michael Crane isn't going to be away at sea forever," Sonny said. "And when he's back, I'm back to Boston and real life."
"This isn't real?"
"You know what I mean."
He did. She knew he did, as they lay in the big bed, Jessie just having gotten up to open a window. He'd kept it closed before, because he said he didn't want to frighten the neighbors.
"Do we need to talk about this now?" he said. "This meaning us?" she said.
"And feelings?"
She grinned again. "You can do it, soldier."
Jessie said, "They tell us in my club not to project."
"The club does seem to be working for you."
"Day at a time."
"Like us," she said.
"Long as we don't project."
"In the old days," Sonny said, "we'd be having a drink right now."
"Those were the days," Jessie said.
"Until they weren't." "You still miss it?"
"Every damn day," he said.
"And night?" Sonny said.
"More at night," he said.
He heard a boat horn in the distance, then another. He turned to look through the window at the splash of pale color in the sky, as if daylight were hanging on as long as it could. "Another day sober," he thought, "but way too early to spike the ball." He hadn't been to a meeting since his last one at Marshport. Maybe tomorrow. It was one of his dirty secrets about drinking, one of many. Sometimes, talking about it made him miss it more. Went against all the talking they did in the rooms. There it was, anyway. Sonny turned to face him, chin cupped in her hand, blonde hair covering half her face. "You think you'll ever drink again?" she said.
"Cole always asks me that," he said.
"What's the answer?"
"Yes."
"Really?"
"Really," he said.
"When?"
"When I'm old," he said. "Just don't know how old, but you'll be the first to know if you're still around."
"Just not today."
"So far."
They turned into each other at almost the exact same moment.
"We need to change the subject," he said.
"And talk shop?" she said.
"No," he said.
He kissed her.
She kissed him back.
"Oh, that," Sonny said.